Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here with Becky Powell, who's the Chief Strategy Officer for Global Travel Collection. And if you don't know Global Travel Collection, it's the some of the top travel agencies that are part of Internova Travel Group. These include such names as Pro Travel International and Zelle, along with a number of other ones in the know. Andrew Harper, and Becky will probably add to that when I say that. But we're going to talk to Becky. We were supposed to talk with Becky at the Virtuoso Travel Week, but it got so busy there. Believe it or not, it was a busy show. We just decided we were going to do it back in Zoom back here. And we're both in the New York area, but we're going to do it now here today. And you're going to find out about what Global Travel Collection, how they see luxury travel going forward, what's hot, what's not, as well as how their group is coming together. And you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. First of all, Becky, how are you and where are you?
Well, I'm great. I did survive Virtuoso Week in Las Vegas. But actually, I'm outside of St. Louis, Missouri right now. I'm at home here. But I've been to New York twice in the last month, so traveled back there quite frequently. And it was so good to be in the office and see advisors face-to-face. So it was a wonderful experience. And to see our great advisors in Las Vegas. We had about 40 there that were alive in person.
That's great. Now, even though there were only about 1,500 total, most people thought it was a pretty good conference.
And, yeah.
It's back to a little smaller and a little more manageable, I think. But that's what some people say. And I hear the virtual wasn't bad either, although I haven't had a chance.
Absolutely. We had many participants virtually as well.
Yeah. Now, let's talk. As I noted, we missed each other. We saw each other for a second or two, but we missed each other to do the interview. But based on your conversations with your fellow luxury travel advisors and luxury suppliers, what was kind of the sentiment overall about the luxury travel market and where it's heading as we hopefully emerge from this pandemic? Is it all good news out there?
It's very good news. I'll tell you, most of the tour companies that I spoke with are back to 2019 levels or close to it. Of course, getting staff back is a huge issue. As we know, the cruise lines, as markets are opening up, they're selling out quicker than they've ever sold out. And they're even having inventory available out to 2023 and beyond. So this is historic. We've never seen this with the cruise lines, and it's all exciting news.
Now, are you hearing any hesitation at all about, you know, because of the dreaded variant D these days, that people might have are maybe a little more cautious now, or are they just, is it still happening, and especially for the remainder of the year versus 2022?
We have been watching that very closely. We, on a weekly basis, watch our cancellations, both on the air and the hotel side. And I'll have to tell you, we don't see any blips that are higher than normal. So if anything, air continues to be up, and we just aren't seeing that. Now, we do hear from some of our advisors, people who hadn't, you know, either put down that deposit are maybe rethinking, maybe delaying just a little bit longer their trip. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, cancellations we are not seeing.
Well, that's fortunate, because we don't want to get in another round of that. Just hope we're with all the vaccines going on, and now we're hearing the boosters, things yes. like that, that people will get those vaccines, will get those boosters, and will be card-carrying vaccination travelers. So we'll
That's
see what
right.
happens. Now, in terms of some of the trends that Global Travel Collection is seeing in the market, are you seeing travelers are altering their behavior because of COVID? What are some of the trends? You can maybe, you know, we could look at honeymoon travel, things like
right.
that. What are some of the things that might be a bit different now?
Well, definitely with honeymoon travel, what we saw was if they got married in 2020 or early 21, they did take a small honeymoon because they couldn't travel on that big one. So they're actually taking a second honeymoon. I actually just spoke to a honeymoon couple last week who want to go away for their first anniversary in October.
Right.
And so that second honeymoon is definitely a trend that we are seeing. You know, private continues to be a big ask. You know, I think travelers are still being very careful about where they're going and who they're going with. So they want to have that close contact with either private or, you know, they have the whole group together and it's exclusive to their group. So we're still seeing a lot of that, those types of requests.
Yeah, that seems to be, although, you know, everybody said domestic was going to be, and we're going to talk about destinations in a second, but I think it's starting to open up, as we'll discuss in a minute. But what about in terms of destinations? Actually, that goes right into the question. What are some of the most popular foreign destinations now, and what are some of the most popular domestic destinations?
Well, I think if you look on any social media channel, Italy, of course, continues to be. I think everyone's in Italy right now.
Why aren't we in Italy right now?
That's for sure. Every celebrity, I think, took off for Italy. And so we saw that come back very, very quickly. France, south of France, is booking very well. Of course, countries like Turkey, you know, those who are kind of off the you know, beaten path, not your big travel cities, are still getting quite a bit of requests for bookings. We've also seen Egypt be up there at the top because you can travel to Egypt very easily. And we just had a couple of advisors go there and we do a Just Back From series. And they did the Just Back From and said, if you want to go see the pyramids and you've never seen them, this is the time to go. So, you know, really, as countries open up, we are pushing out to our advisors both education on what it takes to get into the country, what kind of testing is required. You know, from our DMC companies we work with, we are actually having them come on and talk to our advisors. So we really want to support those countries who have opened up for U.S. travelers. The big thing is we got to get our European friends over to our country so we can play that as well.
Well, we're hoping that's going to happen soon. I keep hearing maybe the end of this month, but we'll see. It's not really fair that we can go there and they can't come here. But what about in terms of domestic? You know, last year, really at this time, I mean, that was kind of the last hope for travel was, go domestic, travel domestically this year. You can't go abroad. Has that trend continued this year? Is that still happening?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the national parks. They're sold out. I mean, all your new hotels that are opening, the Montage Healdsburg, the Pendry West Hollywood, you can't get a room or a reservation at one of their restaurants. So they've only been open a few months and we're seeing unbelievable support for new hotels that are opening because clients are looking for someplace different. You know, they've gone to Beverly Hills for, you know, several times. Where can they stay that's new? So up in Sonoma, I mean, Montage is one of the newest hotels and one of the most luxurious in Sonoma now. So it's great to see that hotel companies are continuing to build and plan to open new hotels.
No, and it is happening all the time. I mean, I just in the last 2 days, I got two openings in New Orleans alone.
Yes.
Four Seasons New Orleans, and today I got a release with Virgin Hotels New Orleans. And it's exploding. And New Orleans is exploding, to be honest with you. That's great.
Absolutely.
In a good way. So that's great. That's one destination. And around the country, it hasn't seemed to have stopped the pace of hotel development.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun to meet with these hotel companies and talk about their new openings that are scheduled for later this year or next year, and the fact that they've not let off the building of new hotels at all.
No, and we have the big new Aman in New York too, which is going to
be Aman, Montage, Pendry.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the new hotels that are just coming into New York alone.
It's pretty amazing. Now let's turn. We were talking about accommodations and the new hotels, but what kind of accommodations are high-end travelers seeking today? Are they looking for these kind of hotels right now? I mean, obviously, hopefully they will soon. If they're not, are they looking, or are they looking for more like villa accommodations or small boutique hotels?
Well, villas continue to be in really high demand, and the issue right now with villas is the fact that, you know, most of your Villa consolidators have the same inventory. You know, right. they work and they have the same because they work with their contacts in country. Our clients now are asking for villas that no one else can get.
Right.
So they want exclusive ones that have not been stayed in multiple times. We've actually found a few companies that have kind of private inventory of villas mm-hmm. that we've been working with, especially with the really, really wealthy clients. They don't care. They're willing to spend the money. They don't care what it costs. They just want something that's off the beaten path, that is private, that they can go in and customize to their stay. And so we've really been working hard to come up with some villa companies that are just not in everybody's inventory.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that category has been developing enormously in the last few years, and especially, you know, with villas that can be booked by travel advisors. So hopefully that's something you're going to continue to develop, because, you know, especially for larger, you know, groups of luxury travelers who want to stay together, it seems to be a better solution. Let's talk a little bit about how travelers, luxury travelers, are getting to their destinations. Are you seeing more bookings for sort of private air? Are they kind of avoiding commercial airline service? Or are they just taking to the road and rails over airline?
Well, private air continues to be very popular. I just looked at our numbers before we got on the call, and you know, we're up triple digits on private air, and it's huge. Also, some of the you know, the new airlines that are coming into markets, Surf Air, I think, is one out of Southern California, and some others who actually have some scheduled. What's the other one? JSX, I think it's called, where, you know, it's like a private jet, but you actually can book a seat. So we're seeing those types of things come to market as well. But definitely private jet. We've also seen a lot of clients who bought into membership program for private jets.
Right.
And some have been successful. Others, you know, the clients are like, I can't wait till my membership year is up. I don't want to do this, because, you know, it just depends on availability of airplanes. We've also seen with private jet companies that you have to be careful with who you're working with out there, right. Because we've had incidents where aircraft has been pulled at the last minute, or, you know, there's a storm and an airplane can't get in. You know, you really have to know who you're working with and what their inventory is and what they stand behind as far as the availability of aircraft.
Right, right. No, that's certainly it. And are you seeing any more? Are luxury travelers also looking for sort of luxury rail products now in other parts of the world, country? Other countries, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, we think Belmond will definitely come back as a, you know, the luxury rail there. You know, Rocky Mountain Air continues to be a great product in the U.S. So, definitely we have requests. I wouldn't say for our clientele that's as high a request as something like a private jet.
Got it. Well, that's actually more like a tour anyway with Rocky Mountain Air. And I think yesterday Rocky Mountaineer celebrated their first launch in the U.S., which was interesting. Yeah. They have their traditional Canada product, which now you can book, because you can go to Canada. So that's working. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the more exotic, off the beaten path destinations that luxury travelers are seeking today. What are some of the things that you know, some unusual places that your global travel collection is seeing?
Well, I mentioned, you know, some countries that are open, that like Egypt, that, you know, while it's not unusual, it's still kind of not top of mind for people to travel to. Africa continues to be very big. Also, private islands, that's a big request, and we're happy to see some of our hotel partners are actually looking at private island builds. You know, so that those are continuing to be very, very popular. You know, still sun beach destinations are really right up there. And expedition cruising is continuing. You know, our Lindblad partner, they just continue to do amazing job and offer itineraries that are unbelievable. And with their new ships coming out, you know, that's exciting as well. But also, I'm excited about Virgin Voyages. I mean, okay, that's going to be a new kind of product on the cruise side. And when it comes especially to the U.S., I think clients will be able to experience that. And, you know, it's exciting to see Explorer Journeys start in the industry, Atlas. I mean, look at all the new products that are out there that clients will be able to experience that they, you know, that they haven't had before.
Well, certainly on the cruise side, it's been very innovative with new brands, as you mentioned, Virgin, Atlas, another one, a lot of expedition cruising we're talking about. I just got off the new Atlas ship. It is amazing how much is going into that market, although in the end, it probably couldn't fit. They could all fit into one giant Royal Caribbean. That's the challenge. So, it is an interesting development. And again, you have new brands coming to the market all the time. You got as we were out in Virtuoso, MSC has launched its luxury division, Explorer Journeys, which is interesting. I mean, nobody was sitting on their hands during the pandemic. That's for sure.
So I'm very happy that that's the case. So
now let's talk about overall. How do you believe the pandemic really has changed luxury travel, if at all? Is there a new luxury we keep talking about? Is it still? I mean, we've talked about having experiences, transformational experiences. I think we even upped to the game there. That was always true. But what is different now, if it is?
Well, I think what's different now is family time and traveling as a family has become even more important than it was before the pandemic. You know, we're seeing, you know, grandparents taking the entire family. I mean, that was a trend, but I think it's even more of a trend now. And they're doing the villas and taking the entire family, flying them on private jet. I mean, we've really got some over the top requests for that. You know, also on the opposite end, single travel. I think single travelers are realizing, you know, they can travel very safely on their own. They don't have to worry about being in a group. So you've seen that other extreme of individuals traveling by themselves.
No, those kind of trends are, you know, I personally think we're going to get back to, there will be some changes. You know, we were talking at the Virtuoso conference that there are definitely some long-term changes, but maybe for the better in a way.
Right.
You know, and of course we're having this period right now where you can go almost anywhere in the world and avoid the crowds, at least for now. It's not going to last. So I think we're in a very unique time for traveling at least abroad to some of these very popular destinations.
I also think sustainability travel. I mean, we've talked about that for years. And yeah, it's top of mind for some people, but you know, but we never got the actual request. I only want to travel on safari with companies who practice sustainability. And I think that's going to change, especially with all the reports on, you know, how terrible shape our oceans are and everything. So hopefully that is something that is a change from what we've experienced before.
Well, we certainly were seeing the move to sustainable tourism. And then, of course, COVID hit. And I began to think that maybe we're going to be so preoccupied with coming back from COVID that we'll forget about this. But it seems to be that people are actually reemerging, refocused on sustainable tourism. So I think that's a good thing. And let's just hope that trend keeps going. Now let's turn a little bit to your own organization, Global Travel Collection. And obviously you have your two big motherships there, Pro Travel International and Zelle, but then you have a lot of very specialty agencies as well that part of the collection. And you're kind of been, you know, working, I gather, to integrate them all a little better and creating new synergies. How is that going in terms of your integration and your trying to create those synergies?
It's actually going very well. I mean, I'm not going to lie, we've had our bumps in the road, you know, but definitely getting everyone on the same back office system, you know, so we have data, We have reporting. You know, that is one of the biggest changes that we've made. We've also taken some of the best practices from all of our agencies and put that out there across all the businesses. And the smaller companies like Andrew Harper and the No, our Caruso, I mean, they, you know, they were very small companies, great companies, but the support level that we are able to bring to the table for them and their advisors has been phenomenal. So as I created my area, I actually support all the brands when it comes to partnerships and advisor engagement. So I look across everyone. It's not individual brands. And for the first time, that is something that we've been able to do. And actually, it's coming together very nicely. I'm very pleased with the fact that we're now negotiating with our partners on behalf of all the brands. Right. Before, every individual brand had their own agreement. So now we can actually do that for one. You know, we've created a legal entity for Global Travel Collection. And two, training, just training alone. You know, when you look at, again, the smaller brands, how did they have a, you know, could they support their advisors in training? Now they can tap into all the training we provide. So it really has come together very nicely.
No, and in fact, recently you actually purchased the rest of In the Know that you did not own and have now integrated in. And I guess that goes to a question. I mean, you do have a lot of brands and you know, is it your intention for the near term and maybe long term to continue to keep those brands separate, albeit with the same support and back office?
For now, I mean, there's no intention to change any of the brands. You know, what we found is our advisors, our independent contractors, and our employees are very loyal to the brands that they work under. And so we have no intention of changing any of those. And it's up to the advisor as to what brand they want to trade under.
Right.
And
right.
If they want to trade under Global Travel Collection, they can do that. But we found that most are, you know, the pro advisors have been loyal to pro for years. Same with the Zelle. Zelle advisors are very loyal to that brand. So we have no intention of changing that at all.
Will you continue to have sort of joint events when you start doing events again? Yeah, I mean, I remember you did have some that included Zelle and Pro for a while there that were all together in New York. Is that going to continue to happen?
Absolutely. We are going to do our Elevate the Journey. We are doing it virtually again this year because, and thank goodness with Delta. And we really feel like that was the right move to do because we're still on the support side. We're not back to 100% of staffing, right. and virtually was just the easiest way for us to do that. So we'll do that in October, the first week of October. And everyone under all of Global Travel Collection, and including our sister company, Altour, we're right. bringing those ICs in, and they can participate and elevate the journey.
No, that's great. And then I think when I talked to you last year, you still didn't really have a website for Global Travel Collection, but now you do.
We do. And, you know, I know you've seen our Book Human campaign as well. We're going out to consumers to send the message. Now more than ever is the time to book with a travel advisor.
Yeah, I saw that. The Internova launched that a few months ago, and I actually was going to ask you about how that's going. I mean, has that resonated with consumers?
It is. I mean, it has. It absolutely is. I mean, the number of hits to the website and just looking for advisors, it's definitely played a huge part in the increase, as well as we have different phases of that campaign that are launching. So it's something that we're really proud of. And again, while it supports Internova, it also supports the entire travel industry in that you are really, as a consumer, you have to book with a travel advisor.
No, and I think the trend is to book through a travel advisor, especially as we emerge from the pandemic, because travel advisors were there for their clients during this crazy time when everybody had to cancel and rebook and future tour credits, future cruise credits. It's kind of mind-boggling. And now, of course, we have the challenge of how do you get in that country and what do you need? And, you know, this is the thing. And it changes on a dime. I know I've been on a couple of cruises where the regulations changed as we were on board, and that either we could or could not get in, or we had to get under certain protocol. So it's, everything can change. We've written stories even this week about one island that suddenly shut down and another one opened up. So you never know. So it's always going to be a challenge, and having a travel advisor there to help out and help you make that booking is actually crucial now, more than ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of information to track down what hotels are open and what level of service they're providing. Is it full service? What restaurants are open? It's not an easy job right now, but it's an important job.
Now, Becky, is there anything else you want to about the luxury travel market today, about Global Travel Collection, you want to get out to our audience of about 90,000 travel advisors? We seem to be growing lately. For a while, it was, you know, I think people were in hibernation, and now the numbers are going back up for us. That's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. We actually have seen a large amount of career switchers who have evaluated their lives through COVID and said, "I'd love to travel. I want to be a travel advisor." So we've seen quite a few of those come and join us, and it's been fun to watch. You know, they come with a great list of clientele. So, you know, that is something that we have, as a company, have been so focused on, is how do we train the new entrants into the business? And, you know, as we've said, it's not an easy job. There's a lot to learn, but I feel like with the support, you know, the support of our agency, not only to our advisors, but to the industry at large, we really have done a great job of doing that and attracting new talent to this industry.
And that's so crucial as we look to the future. Becky, I want to thank you for your time. It's interesting, a lot of interesting views and a lot of looking at the trends as we emerge from the pandemic. And after we had this, really the first large luxury travel conference with the Virtuoso Travel Week, not as big as it used to be. And you were there when you were at Virtuoso. In the old days, we did have some big ones. And 2 years ago, we had a 6,500. And this was more like 1,500 than you had in the virtual. But I'm glad it happened, because I think everybody's very glad to see each other. I'm certainly glad to wave at you from afar and say hello. But I promise you, next time we'll do an in-person interview, okay?
That's fine, James. Always available.
Okay. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.